I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
What up, homies? Thanks for streaming today's Bet Slippin' Podcast. It's a Daily NBA Show. It's Thursday, April 7th, and we only have a few more days left in the NBA season. There's a 7-game slate Thursday, and I actually only have 2 best bets. I was 2-1 in Wednesday's slate, moving my April record to 9-1. I'm 6-1 this week after a 4-0 Tuesday. And my year-long record since starting the Bet Slippin' NBA podcast is 111-81. So I'm 30 games above 500. I've definitely made you guys some money this year, but I'm not sure what the future holds for the NBA Bet Slippin' Daily podcast. I'll come back tomorrow with any best bets that I have. Probably won't give you guys any picks for over the weekend through the podcast. The final game is this Sunday, or the final NBA regular season day is this Sunday. And then there'll be the play-ins next week, and then the playoffs next weekend. I'll be doing a Bet Slippin' podcast with my co-host Nathan Beagle covering the NBA playoffs, giving out our best bets, our picks for the first round series matchups, and our eventual conference and title winner, conference winners and title winner. But I'm not sure if I'll be doing a daily playoff NBA podcast. I guess I'll have to connect with the management and see if that's something that fits their content schedule. I'll obviously keep you guys posted on all that stuff through my Twitter, which I hope you guys are following if you have Twitter. I'm at Jeffrey_Clark, GEOFFERY_Clark, CLARK. Also, I've had to make you guys some money if you've been following along with me since starting the NBA Bet Slippin' Podcast. So it would be a huge favor if you left the Bet Slippin' Podcast a positive review. I mean, 30 games above 500, you have to be making money through these picks. So hopefully you'll show me some love. Hopefully you show the Bet Slippin' Podcast some love. And I'm looking forward to the playoffs. I'm generally more profitable in the playoffs than the regular season. At least I was last year. So I'm excited about the playoffs starting, and hopefully I can eke out some more profit for you guys here in this 2021-2022 NBA season. Once again, let me shout out the sponsor of this podcast, Tipico Sportsbook, who is the odds provider for this podcast. They're a global sports betting leader that's live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. There's a welcome bonus available to all the Bet Slippin' listeners, which you can get at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older to game, so please see Tipico's website for details. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. Okay, so before I get into the slate, let me do a quick recap of my Wednesday. Again, I was 2-1. I hit with the Dallas Mavericks, laying 8.5 points as they went into Detroit and blasted the Pistons 131-113. Detroit was significantly outmanned, and Dallas looked motivated to finish its season strong, like I said they would be. Luka had 26 points, 8 rebounds, and 14 assists. Balled out versus Cade Cunningham, who also played a great game. I'm high on Detroit next season, but it was just a great spot for Dallas, in my opinion. And they covered pretty easily. The next game we lost, and I actually just should have used the same exact logic for the Mavericks, the Mavericks-Pistons game, as I did when I took the Washington Wizards +10.5 visiting the Atlanta Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks were much crisper in the second half. First half finished with the Hawks only up 2 points, but they outscored the Wizards 51-38 in the second half and just outclassed Washington. They're clearly the much better team and are play-in bound. Washington was looking like the right side to the first half, but they got a little fluky from behind the arc in the first half, and then they significantly cooled off. So If I just applied the same logic with the Mavs to this game, I would have won. But I guess you live and you learn. And either way, I've been killing it this year. So some eggs will be broken once you're making omelets is, I guess, the expression. I don't know if that works here. I think it does. Well, whatever. The next game that I won on was the Los Angeles Clippers minus 2.5 points as they hosted the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns announced they were sitting several starters, so that line actually closed at 6.5. One person or a couple of people hit me up on Twitter asking if the number was still good at 6.5. I would say to stay away, but the Clippers were killing the Suns in this game. I think they were up by as much as 30 at one point, and Phoenix actually outscored the Clippers 48-26 in the fourth quarter alone to get in the back door of that of the closing number. So Clippers were the right side. Clippers didn't beat the closing line, but if you listen to this podcast as soon as it hit your feed yesterday and you took the Clippers at minus 2.5, you won. But let's talk about my two best bets for Thursday's April 7th slate again. Or actually, I didn't give you the best bets. My picks are the Toronto Raptors plus 1.5 hosting the Philadelphia 76ers. And then I'm going to lay 4.5 points with the Denver Nuggets hosting the Memphis Grizzlies. We'll talk about the Raptors first, obviously. That game tips off at 7:30 Eastern time in Toronto, which is notable because they still have a vaccination. Toronto and Canada, I believe, as a country. Certainly, Toronto has a vaccination policy. And apparently, Matisse Thybulle, the defensive wing for Toronto or for Philly, is unvaccinated. So he's not eligible to play in this game. And that's huge against a Toronto team that's pretty deep at wing. Pascal Siakam, in my opinion, is actually having a career year, even though he didn't make the All-Star game this year. And then rookie Scottie Barnes is a fringe rookie of the year guy. He's obviously a kid that everyone in the Toronto organization is probably high on, and all the Toronto fans are high on because he's looked phenomenal in his rookie season. OG Anunoby is getting closer to playing. He came back a couple games ago, but then missed last game for Toronto. He's questionable. If he's in, then I really like Toronto's depth at wing, especially given Philly's missing Thybulle. But Embiid actually struggles versus Toronto through the course of his career and has struggled when playing Nick Nurse's Toronto Raptors. Nick Nurse is known as like a defensive wizard in the NBA. He employs a lot of different like zone and different defensive schemes in games. So Joel Embiid's true shooting percentage is below his career average versus Toronto, and he has a minus 3 net rating in his career versus Toronto, whereas I think he's plus 11 versus the rest of the league. So Embiid usually struggles against Toronto, and I think he could end up struggling again here because Philly's offense, it looks very potent, and if they're hitting shots, they're really hard to stop, but it's kind of hit or miss for me, and I'm not really sold on them being completely locked in from a continuity aspect entering the playoffs. Whereas I know Toronto is locked in from a continuity aspect, and I believe Nick Nurse is a far, far better coach than Doc Rivers. So give me Toronto with their continuity and coaching advantage here in this spot. And the odds makers originally had Toronto as the favorite, but everyone on the market is betting Philly, and they've steamed Philly up through zero and as a current favorite. I think the market was right, or the odds makers were right in the first place by opening Toronto as a favorite, and I think the market is wrong. So I'll fade the market, get on the same side as the house, bet the team that was originally favored, and grab a 1.5 points of the Toronto Raptors hosting the Philadelphia 76ers. And then my final best bet here on just the seven-game NBA slate is I'm laying 4.5 points at the Denver Nuggets. I think I'm getting them at a buy low spot, considering they just got blown out at home against San Antonio in a clinch game, and the Spurs were missing like several starters. It was a pretty embarrassing loss for Denver, but Memphis has pretty much packed it in for the rest of the regular season. They've already locked themselves into the 2 seed, and they're going to be without John Morant, and Dylan Brooks was recently upgraded to questionable on the injury report. I'm not convinced he's actually going to play in this game. Maybe it's posturing by Memphis, or maybe he does actually play, which would really suck for our Nuggets -4.5 bet. But the motivation favors Denver. They can clinch the coveted 6th seed and miss the play-in tourney with a win in their last 2 games. And again, they are getting a wounded Memphis team that's without 2 of their starters in the backcourt. And that negates Memphis's edge in the backcourt. Obviously, Denver's going to still be without Jamal Murray. So without Dylan Brooks, without John Morant, I don't really see Memphis as being a better team than Denver. And Jokic can carry the Nuggets over the finish line himself. We've seen Herculean efforts from Nikola Jokic in big games this season, just throughout the past couple seasons for Denver. And he's balled out versus Memphis this season. Memphis, I believe, is 3-0 straight up and against the number versus Denver this season, but it's not because of Jokic's performance. In those 3 games, Jokic is averaging 28 points per game on 71% true shooting, which breaks down to 61% from the field, 40% from 3, and 88% from the foul line. He's absolutely wearing out Steven Adams. He's adding 9.7 rebounds, 8 assists. This dude's got a plus 30 net rating against Memphis this year. You know, they need to put away this play-in or non-play-in playoff race, and I think Denver gets it done tonight, and they can rest their starters this weekend in their final game. Also, it's a profitable price point for Denver. They're 8-4 against the number as 3 to 4.5 point favorites, and that's what we're laying here, Nuggets -4.5. And there has been a sharp line move towards Denver. We are getting to the number a little late, which is something I'm not thrilled about, obviously. But this open with Denver favored, I believe they were favored too. Hold on, I'm going to the betting splits now. They were favored. The look ahead was 2, opener was 2. So it's moved 2.5 points. I still think there's value in here because of the previous analysis. So I'll lay 4.5 points at the Denver Nuggets. Hopefully we can finish this week and this regular season out strong, pad some more units to just throw at the NBA playoffs. I love the NBA playoffs. I love series bets. I love doubling down on series bets when teams that I bet actually are down 1 or 2 games or after 1 or 2 games. So I'm a big fan of NBA playoff basketball and specifically wagering on it. Be sure to follow me at Jeffrey_Clark on Twitter for any NBA or regular season plays. I also am a high volume MLB bettor and turning into a high volume golf bettor. So if you're interested in betting those other sports, please follow me on Twitter. And again, please do me a favor, shout out this podcast and social media, subscribe, rate, review, and follow this podcast and social media. Just tell any friend that you have that's also into sports betting that, at least from an NBA perspective, I'm one of the sharper dudes, I think, on the internet. I mean, I'm killing it this year. So if I've made you money, do me a favor, shout me out. But best of luck whether you fade or follow me. Remember, always to shop around for the best numbers. Unless you're in New Jersey or Colorado, then do us a favor. Check out Tipico Sportsbook through our special bonus link. That's all I got. Best of luck to y'all. Peace.
Thought I'd see if anybody wants to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's daily NBA show.
Featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.